So before we go any further, let's make sure everyone's on the same page. For those of us who aren't tech geniuses, what exactly is the cloud? Can you give us the ELI5 version?
Sure. Imagine you need computing power and storage for your business. Traditionally, you'd buy and maintain all the servers and hardware yourself, which gets pricey and can be a real pain. The cloud is like renting all that computing power from a specialized company. They handle all the technical stuff so you can focus on your business.
So it's like outsourcing your IT department, but without the awkward office politics.
You got it. And in this case, our South African manufacturing company teamed up with cloud integration services to make the transition.
Cloud integration services.
Yeah.
Okay, they sound like they know what they're doing. What exactly do they bring to the
Well,
table?
this company was facing four big problems: scalability, operational efficiency, production efficiency, and compliance. All of these were kind of intertwined and dragging them down.
All right, let's unpack these one by one. Starting with scalability, you mentioned their growth was actually becoming a problem.
Right. Picture this. You get a sudden surge in orders, amazing news. But your systems can't handle the increased demand. That's what this company was dealing with. Their IT infrastructure was bursting at the seams.
So it's like trying to stuff 10 pounds of potatoes into a 5-pound sack.
Exactly. The beauty of the cloud is that it's incredibly scalable. It can expand and contract based on your needs. It's like having an elastic factory floor.
So no more panic attacks when things get busy. That's got to be a relief.
Absolutely. You can handle any amount of growth without your technology holding you back.
Now that's what I call peace of mind. What about operational efficiency? How did the cloud help there?
Well, think about all those outdated systems they were using, wasting time and money, emailing spreadsheets, manually inputting data. It's like trying to run a race in those lead boots again.
Oh no, not the lead boots again.
Cloud integration services help streamline everything. They set up automated workflows, centralized data storage, and gave them real-time data analysis tools.
So it's like they traded in that rusty old wrench for a shiny new power drill.
Exactly. They could do more with less, save time, reduce errors, and free up their employees to focus on more important tasks.
All right, so we've got scalability and operational efficiency. What about production efficiency? How did the cloud actually help them make things better?
Remember how I said their old IT was holding them back from adopting new manufacturing technologies? The cloud changed all that. They could finally start playing with the cool new toys.
Oh, I like where this is going. What
Yeah.
kind of toys are we talking about?
Things like advanced robotics, sensor-based monitoring, and even predictive maintenance tools.
Needle and predictive maintenance. That sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It kind of is. They can now anticipate problems before they happen, which means less downtime and smoother production.
So it's like giving the factory a crystal ball.
You could say that. It's about using technology to make the entire production process smarter and more efficient.
Okay, so we've covered scalability, operational efficiency, and production efficiency. What about that last one? Compliance.
Ah, yes, compliance. This was a major headache for them because their old systems didn't meet industry regulations. They were at risk of some hefty penalties.
Yikes. That's enough to keep any business owner up at night. How did cloud integration services help them navigate that?
They implemented cloud-based solutions specifically designed for compliance. Think automated reporting, secure data storage, and real-time monitoring.
So it's like having a built-in compliance officer keeping everything in check.
You got it. They could rest assured knowing they were on the right side of the law and their data was secure.
No.
So you can see how cloud integration services tackled all these challenges head-on.
It sounds like they had a really comprehensive plan. They didn't just put a band-aid on the problem. They addressed the root causes. But let's be real, migrating an entire company to the cloud, that's not just a weekend project, right?
Absolutely not. And that's where cloud integration services expertise really shines. They manage every step of the migration from moving years of data to setting up rock-solid security measures. This is a massive undertaking, and having an experienced partner is crucial.
It sounds like they were the brains behind the operation, making sure everything went smoothly.
That's a great way to put it. And it's something our listeners should keep in mind. If you're thinking about moving to the cloud, you need a partner you can trust. Someone who understands the complexities and potential pitfalls.
Someone who can speak plain English and make sure you're getting a solution that actually fits your business.
Precisely. And that's exactly what cloud integration services did for this manufacturing company.
All right, so we've talked about the challenges, the solutions, and the implementation.
Yeah.
But the million-dollar question is, did it actually work? Did this cloud migration deliver the goods?
It absolutely did. This company went from being held back by their technology to having a modern, scalable, and secure IT foundation that can support their growth for years to come.
Sounds like a happy ending for our manufacturing friends.
Very happy. But this isn't just a feel-good story about one company. This is a sign of things to come. Manufacturing is going digital, and the cloud is leading the charge. Which begs the question, what does this mean for other industries? How can businesses prepare for this shift? We'll be right back after a quick break to tackle those questions. So before the break, we were talking about this South African company that completely transformed their business by moving to the cloud.
Yeah, and it got me thinking, this isn't just about one company, right? This feels like a much bigger trend, like a wave of digital transformation that's about to hit a whole bunch of industries.
You're absolutely right. This is happening everywhere, but it's especially noticeable in manufacturing. We're seeing a huge shift away from that old image of the factory as this purely physical place.
It's like factories are getting a digital makeover.
Yeah.
What kind of changes can we expect to see as manufacturing becomes more digital?
Well, one of the biggest trends is the focus on automation and data analytics. Think robots working alongside human sensors, gathering real-time information and smart systems, crunching all that data to optimize everything.
So more high-tech gadgets on the factory floor. But what does that mean for the human workers? Are robots going to take over all the jobs?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The truth is, it's more complicated than just robots replacing humans. Yes, some jobs will be automated, but this also creates new opportunities.
It's more of a reshuffling of the workforce than a complete takeover.
Exactly. The nature of work in manufacturing is changing. We'll need people who can design, implement, and maintain these complex automated systems. Data analysts will be crucial for making sense of all the information. And we'll still need skilled workers who can handle the tasks that robots just can't do.
So it's like having a high-tech power tool. It can do the heavy lifting, but you still need a skilled operator to use it effectively.
Perfect analogy. And this shift toward digital manufacturing isn't just about efficiency. It's also having a positive impact on sustainability.
Oh, that's interesting. Tell me more about that.
Well, by using data to optimize production processes, manufacturers can reduce waste, conserve energy, and minimize their environmental impact.
So smarter factories can also be greener factories. I like that.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the impact on the global economy. As manufacturing becomes more digital and interconnected, it breaks down geographical barriers. This opens up amazing opportunities for collaboration and innovation.
It's like the whole world's becoming one giant interconnected factory floor.
That's pretty
exciting, but also a little daunting.
Exactly. Businesses need to be more agile and adaptable than ever to thrive in this new global marketplace. And that's where having the right partners comes into play.
Partners like Cloud Integration Services, who helped our South African manufacturer navigate all this.
Precisely. They understand that it's not just about implementing technology. It's about helping businesses achieve their specific goals and gain a competitive advantage.
It's about making sure technology serves the business and not the other way around.
You got it. And that's why it's so important for companies to be strategic about their digital transformation.
Okay, so let's talk strategy. What are some key things businesses should consider if they're thinking about making this move to the cloud?
First and foremost, they need to assess their current situation. What are their biggest pain points? What are their goals? What kind of technology will help them get there?
It's like taking inventory before you start a big renovation project.
Exactly. Once they have a clear picture of their needs, they can start exploring different cloud solutions and find the right fit.
And I imagine there are a lot of options out there.
Oh, tons. It can be overwhelming. That's why having a partner like Cloud Integration Services can be so valuable. They can help you navigate all those options and choose the one that aligns perfectly with your business.
They can be your guide through the digital jungle.
Exactly. And it's not just about technical expertise. It's also about understanding the business side of things. How will this technology impact operations, workforce, bottom line?
It's about seeing the big picture and making sure the technology serves the people and processes within the business.
Exactly. And having a clear vision for what you want to achieve with this technology is crucial. How will it help you grow your business, improve customer experience, stay ahead of the competition?
It's about using technology to create real value for the business.
That's it. And that's exactly what our South African manufacturer did so well. They had a clear vision, partnered with the right experts, and executed their cloud migration flawlessly.
And now they're reaping the rewards. Their story is a great example of what's possible when you embrace digital transformation. But what about businesses that are still hesitant? What advice would you give them?
I say this, the world is changing fast and technology is driving that change. To thrive in this new environment, you need to embrace digital transformation. The cloud is an incredibly powerful tool that can help you do just that.
But you're saying it's not a magic bullet. You need a plan and the right expertise to make it work.
Exactly. You need to approach it strategically, understand your needs, and find the right partners to support you, just like our South African manufacturer did.
Their story is really inspiring. It shows what's possible when you're willing to embrace change and take that leap of faith.
It really does. And it's a story that's being repeated across industries all over the world. The future is digital, and the cloud is leading the way.
It's definitely an exciting time to be in business. But while we've talked a lot about the amazing potential of cloud migration, let's also acknowledge that there can be challenges. What are some of the things that can trip companies up along the way? So before the break, we were talking about some of the potential challenges businesses might face when moving to the cloud.
Right, because it's not always smooth sailing. There are definitely some things to watch out for.
Like what? What are some of the biggest concerns?
Well, one of the big ones is security. You're trusting a third party with your precious data, so you need to be sure they've got top-notch security measures in place.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's like choosing a bank. You wouldn't just pick one randomly.
Yeah.
You do your research and make sure they're trustworthy.
Exactly. Look for certifications, security protocols, a proven track record. Don't be afraid to ask tough questions about how they protect your data.
It's your business. You have every right to be demanding. What other challenges should companies be aware of?
Another one is vendor lock-in. Once you've moved everything to one cloud platform, it can be tough and expensive to switch providers later on.
So it's kind of like being stuck in a bad relationship.
Kind of. That's why it's so important to think long-term and choose a provider that gives you flexibility and portability.
Don't be afraid to negotiate terms that protect you down the line.
Exactly. And then there's the whole issue of managing a cloud environment, especially for bigger companies with lots of systems and applications.
That's complicated.
It can be. You need specialized expertise to manage everything, make sure it all works together smoothly, and avoid any downtime.
So you might need to bring in some extra help, some cloud experts to keep things running smoothly.
Exactly. And speaking of costs, that's another thing to consider. Cloud services can be very cost-effective, but it's easy to rack up expenses if you're not careful.
It's like those streaming subscriptions.
Yeah.
They seem like a good deal until you realize you're paying for a bunch of channels you never watch.
Great analogy. You need to monitor your usage, optimize your resources, and choose a pricing plan that makes sense for your needs.
So it sounds like cloud computing is kind of like a high-performance race car.
Yeah.
It's powerful and exciting, but you need a skilled driver to handle it properly.
Love that analogy. It's a game changer for sure, but it's not a set it and forget it solution. You need expertise, a solid strategy, and the right partner to navigate those challenges.
And it sounds like our friends at Cloud Integration Services were the perfect partners for our South African manufacturing company. They helped them avoid those pitfalls and make a seamless transition to the cloud.
Absolutely. They had the experience, the expertise, the track record, and they really understood the company's specific needs.
So it's not just about finding any cloud provider. It's about finding the right one for your business.
Exactly. The right partner can make all the difference.
Well said.
Okay.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the cloud, what's the key takeaway for our listeners?
I think the main message is that the cloud isn't just some passing trend. It's a fundamental shift in how businesses operate and compete.
It's not just about storing data in the cloud. It's about using it to transform your entire business.
Exactly. It's about agility, scalability, efficiency, innovation. Ultimately, it's about driving growth and success in an increasingly digital world.
It's about embracing the future and realizing that the old ways of doing things might not cut it anymore.
Exactly. And finding the right partners to support you on that journey is crucial.
Well put. We hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of the power of cloud computing and maybe even inspired you to explore what it could do for your business.
And remember, if a company with complex manufacturing processes can make the leap to the cloud, just imagine what your business could achieve with the right partner. The possibilities really are endless.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us.